Hello, welcome to this week's podcast. It's the second Sunday of Advent. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Reveal among us the light of your presence, that we may behold your power and glory. The earth is the Lord's and all that fills it, the compass of the world and all who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and set it firm above the waters. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? Or who can rise up in his holy place? Those who have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted their soul to an idol, nor sworn an oath to a lie. They shall receive a blessing from the Lord, a just reward from the God of their salvation. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. The collect for this Sunday, the second Sunday of Advent. O Lord, raise up, we pray you, your power, and come among us. And with great might succour us, that whereas through our sins and wickedness we are grievously hindered in running the race that is set before us, your bountiful grace and great mercy may speedily help and deliver us, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honour and glory, now and for ever. Amen. Reading from Isaiah chapter 40. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. It's an unusual Advent this year, so I'm trying to come up with a rather unusual approach. Advent seems most widely understood to be about a calendar. Little to do with Advent, simply a countdown to Christmas. The ones with a Bible verse for each day are not printed in great quantities anymore, if at all. But we see Advent calendars everywhere, filled with chocolates or beer or some such thing. And nowadays, of course, we have online promotions and emails of deals and daily Advent bargains. This is a far cry from the tradition of a penitential season of reflection, silence, abstinence, and so on. I doubt anyone is contemplating Judgment Day, and if I were to ask of the Advent themes on the street, I would be surprised if many would remember the light, the prophets, John the Baptist, and Mary. Anyway, aren't they a bit Christmassy too? So, my reflection this year is simply this: to get back to Jesus, to ask ourselves, what was he all about in the first place? Now, I reckon he was a rebel. He couldn't help it, because he saw how religious practices so often ended up being detrimental to people's lives. This wore them down, didn't release them into God's goodness. Let's list some of the results. Many sick people were shunned and rejected. Well, how good is that at the very time they need other people. And then those with some impairment or difference were avoided like the plague, on the basis that, well, they were unclean or sinners. That's why they were judged in this way. Not so. Jesus had compassion on the ordinary people. They were no match to challenge the scribes and Pharisees themselves with all their great education. Someone had to take their side and tell their oppressors where to put some of their ideas. And that was Jesus. He trounced on the idea that he should not heal on the Sabbath. Preposterous. He was happy to eat sacred bread from a temple because he and his disciples were hungry. Naughty? No. It's bread, and we need it now. Jesus was happy to challenge some religious rituals as simply absurd. He didn't want to keep seeing the people downtrodden. One summary that I like is that he came to set the people free. What a fantastic thing. Free from all of that kind of stuff and oppression. So the problem for us, the church nowadays, is that we have often ended up replacing some of the very things Jesus tried to eradicate. How sad and dreadful that is. Here's a way I could explain it. Humans are ingenious. We know that. Take the idea of simple taxation. What a fantastic idea, and a great way for people with plenty to support those with less. That's fair. But human ingenuity has made a lucrative profession for tax advisors. Then, guess what? More laws are passed about tax. Then, advisors find loopholes. So even more laws are made, and so on. In the end, everything is very complex and contorted. Now, sadly, the same kind of thing happens with other activities, whether cheating in sports or shortcuts for exams. And this drift happens in religion and rituals too. Over centuries, a lot of extra ideas have been added to church life. Some of it can be enriching. But at the same time, some of it can become useless baggage and detrimental. So today, for you in Advent, I want you to ask yourself, how does God want us to have a good time today? In fact, this is so cool. We can also ask ourselves, how can I help someone else to have a good time today too? This is more like the Christianity Jesus brought to bear. People were healed, people were set free, people were reconciled, people drank great wine. Marvellous. Now, before I'm accused of hedonism, let's add some other thoughts. People will say, why then the harsh sayings of Jesus? Well, one reason is quite simple. Jesus couldn't help but stand up to the authorities on various occasions. So he rightly warns followers that if they want to be like him and do that too, they need to think twice, because they're going to find they get exactly the same bad treatment. People in power will try and stomp on them. He forewarned people about that. And we see exactly the same thing happens today. It's about truth. Look anywhere in the world where there are challenges to government and see what happens. How are these people treated? Worst case, governments that are too powerful to challenge do even more dreadful things to those who dare challenge them. Journalists, in particular, we know. All I can say is be thankful if you live in a country that allows for dissent without retribution. This is increasingly rare. It's also a necessity for a truly great country. It's dealing with human nature. Another aspect of Jesus' harshness was in his criticism of hypocrisy. Fair's fair, eh? But I find this one difficult too. To be honest, I don't know if any of us really do enough for the poor. The point is that when Jesus speaks harshly, it's generally against powerful people because they precisely go against what he stands for: compassion for the poor and dispossessed. Let's be careful that isn't us. Back then to my theme, Jesus' objective was for everyone to enjoy God's world. That's why the world was made. It was good. So I want you to have a good time today. And in passing, if you have lots of money, give some away. That'll make you feel good too. On the other hand, if you're stuck for essentials, ask me whether our church can help. As I understand the Bible, God loves us and wants good for us. If we mess other people up through our stupidity or bad behaviour, God would not be true if not angry with us for blighting someone else's life. Enjoying life, then, quite obviously, includes making it enjoyable for others too. This doesn't mean we need to live in sackcloth and ashes. They have their place, but only in the course of working our way back to fullness of life. Let's realise that, yes, life can be very difficult. We all go through such times. But let's also realise that the prophet's severity was only expressing the frustration they understood God to have with those being nasty to others, taking away their fullness of life. I hope you get that. One final point is to ask if there's some way you can find to be an activist for good. That's what Jesus calls people to do. And this doesn't just happen. It needs lots of people being like Jesus, doing their thing. Jesus didn't want everyone to become pious or extremist. But he did think it good to visit prisoners, to campaign for human rights, to care for the sick, and to give our neighbour bread when they need it. Christianity is a great way of life. If it gets a bad name sometimes, we know that is because someone has strayed from it and done the wrong thing. So, enjoy life. Spread this enjoyment to others. And, if you dare, challenge the powerful who wreck the lives of others. Oh, by the way, we can do that in little ways too. Take care what food you buy and how the farm workers are treated. Do you know? Care how your clothes are made and how the people who did you such kindness are paid. And think too how much your waste may be spoiling the life of someone else or some of God's precious wildlife. These are things we can change. The Christian life is very practical when it boils down to it. Life in its fullness. And our enjoyment is not to spoil the enjoyment of others. It is to increase the love and enrichment of others. That's not too difficult to understand, is it? Do that, and it will be done to you. It's the only way. Let us pray. As our Saviour taught us, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up a mighty Saviour, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets of old, God promised to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all that hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors, and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath God swore to our father Abraham, to set us free. Free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. I hope you enjoy the week ahead and celebrate the freedom Christ brings. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.